What's up, my friends? Welcome back to Find a Way Daily. I'm your head coach and founder of the league, David Kesey, and today's topic is we generate fears while we sit.
You are now listening to Find a Way Daily.
So here's the thing.
Do you know someone who has talent that isn't doing enough? You find a way to reach the goal. You set goals and you knock them down. And I don't care what obstacle comes up.
It only took me 2 months.
Really?
Yeah. Made $100,000 in 2 months for the time I hired him.
Life adjusts to your commitments, not the other way around.
It occurred to me today, as I was doing some of my writing, that what gets a lot of people stuck is not being busy, not taking action. And so what happens is they do more thinking than they do acting. And the revelation that I had for myself that I wanted to share with you is ultimately this idea that we generate fear while we sit. We generate fear while we sit. It's actually the hesitancy that brings the fear. So really what I want to share with you is we overcome these fears with action. I mean, have you ever noticed this? We actually think that we are hesitant because we're afraid, but the paradigm is actually shifted. It's flipped. It's not that we are, it's actually the opposite. We're actually afraid because we hesitate. It's not we hesitate because we're afraid. If you would just take action and go, a lot of that fear would be removed. We actually think that we get distracted so we can't work. But ultimately, it's because we are not busy enough working that we get distracted. So consider that. A lot of people will say that. Well, I have to, we end up inverting the philosophy, and it doesn't work in our favor. I talk about this inside of discipline, which is this idea that I have to analyze and figure this out before I take action. But the truth is, it's actually inverted. You need to take action and then analyze. And the only way you're going to be able to analyze and figure something out is to take action. So what would it be like if you understood this? A lot of times when you get distracted, are you staying busy enough? Are you staying focused enough? If you're frustrated and not feeling well, not physically, but if you're frustrated and irritated and those kinds of things, maybe you're just not busy enough. You see, our minds are goal-achieving machines. And once you put them into motion, they become obsessed. Now, there's a good and a bad thing to that, because if you have it go the wrong direction, focusing on the wrong things. Now, I say wrong, but it's not wrong. Really what it is ineffective or unproductive things. If you have them focusing on things that don't move you towards your goals, the brain is going to obsess over that. So what you want to be able to do is control what it focuses on and then stay busy. Give your brain something to do. That way you're going to be happy. You ever heard this before? Time flies when you're having fun and time goes really slow when you're not. That has everything to do with your focus and you staying busy. When you're busy, time flies. You ever had this? You ever had a busy day and you're like, oh my God, it's already 5 o'clock at the end of the day. On the flip side, you ever been not busy and you're like, man, this day is going really slow. That's ultimately because of what you decide to focus on. So if you will give your brain something to do, if you'll stay busy, that way you're going to be much more happy. You're going to be able to produce at a higher level. And you know what that'll end up doing for you? It's going to get you more results. And you know what more results would get you? More confidence, more fearlessness, more action, more happiness. So ultimately, this is my question for you on this podcast, my friend. How can you get busier moving towards your goals? Sitting too long will cause frustration. We generate fears while we sit. We generate frustrations while we sit. So where can you get busier and get into action? And number two, what can you focus on that would get you in the zone? Answer those two questions and then get after it. That's what I've got for you today, my friend. Until I talk to you next time, relentlessly go out there and find a way to win. Hey, my friend, if you know somebody who could use this message, please give it to them. Share it with them as a gift. When we uplift other people, it uplifts our lives as well. And if you want more training, you want more insights, you want more lessons on how you can perform, persuade, and produce at higher levels inside your business and life, please come visit us at davidkesey.com. Again, that's www.davidkesey.com. Until I talk to you next time, my friend, go find a way.